What's up? This is episode number 35 of Unstoppable REI Wealth. I'm your host, Billy Alvaro, and today, this week, I'm doing another solo cast because I'm going to continue on the talk with marketing. On today's episode, I talk about push marketing and pull marketing, what it is, what it isn't, and if you have no money but time, I'm going to give you the best ways to start driving in revenue, and if you have money that you can invest, I'm going to show you what we did, tell you the systems we used to grow and scale our business. So sit back, grab a pen, get yourself focused, and I want you to listen in as we go through push marketing and pull marketing and how it's going to get you to the next level in your real estate investing world. Adios, and I will see you in about 2 seconds. Later.
Welcome to Unstoppable Real Estate Investing Wealth. My name is Billy Alvaro, aka the Unstoppable VA, former billion-dollar mortgage banker, gone bankrupt, turned professional real estate investor, where each week you'll learn the tools, strategies, systems, and secrets myself and other highly successful real estate investing entrepreneurs use to start, grow, and scale their businesses, creating massive profits, and how you can too. And we'll teach you how to put those profits to work so you no longer have to. Get ready to finally experience financial freedom and generational wealth. Now let's get started.
What's up? Welcome back to another episode. I am Billy Alvaro, the Unstoppable BA, and I appreciate you guys tuning in again where I bring the heat on this show. If you don't know anything about me, one thing. Does that make sense? If you don't know anything about me, you'll know one thing. If you know nothing about me, nothing about me. If there's one thing you have to know about me, it's this. I love, absolutely freaking love with a passion, giving knowledge to people. But what I love even more than that is when they actually take it, they implement, they execute, and they get results. And if they implement, execute, and don't get results, but they learn, just taking action in and of itself is what like drives me on the daily. And so I'm hoping that the stuff you learned last week, this week, and all the episodes, whether it's myself doing solo or it's me bringing on guests, my number one wish, hope, is that you actually freaking implement. I don't care if I have 5 listeners, 500 or 5,000, and if I had 5 million, that'd be great. I don't care if I have that many. What I care about is if one of you takes action. Nothing happens unless something happens, meaning you have to do something on the daily. So if you're listening to this podcast, if you're on YouTube trying to seek out and find out how to get involved in wholesaling or how to rehab homes or how to build a rental portfolio, and all you're doing is searching and listening and reading and you're not taking action, nothing is going to change unless you freaking do something today. So I'm grateful that you're listening, but I'm really going to be grateful if you take action. And if you do, I want to hear about it. Hit me up on social media, DM me, PM me, IM me, whether you've taken action because you're listening to my podcast or you listen to this and you took action from somebody else's podcast or something you've learned. I just want you to take action, period, because that's how your life is going to change. It's going to change when you make the decision to change it and then when you take massive freaking action. All right, got that out of the way. I wanted to just give it to you because it frustrates me like no other when I have people that I've been speaking to or I see them at a networking event or a dinner party and they tell me, I've been wanting to do this real estate investing for 10 years. And I ask, what have you done? I've listened to every podcast. I've gone out and I've taken courses. What have you done to make money? And it kills me. It pains me when they tell me they've done nothing or they've tried or they're trying. When you try or trying, that means you're not doing anything. You're dying. Because when you're trying, you're lying. You don't try, you do. You either do it or you don't, right? So, and I don't want this to be a whole fucking motivational thing today, but it's just, you gotta take action. You're only going to get to the next level. You're only gonna get results when you take action. I can't stand when somebody tells me, well, I'm trying. No, you're not. You're either doing it and you're learning or you're getting results or you're failing, but you're doing it. Trying is, I'll get around to it. I'm doing my best. So get up, get out, get moving, and start taking MFA, massive fucking action. And if you're like in a slump and you can't get out of your own freaking way, just do something. Like get up and start having some energy. Do a little something on the daily, and that eventually that little something that is going to give you momentum where you're going to be able to take that MFA, that massive fucking action. All right, rant over. If you didn't listen to last week's episode, you're going to want to listen to it because this is like part two of that one. Last week, we spoke about niches and riches. Whether you're starting, growing, or scaling your real estate investment business, it all comes down to lead generation. Before I get into the lead generation side, I wanted you to understand what the niches are. What's a niche? Well, go back and listen last week. Niches, it's either a person situation or the house has a situation. There's multiple different things you could focus on. If you're starting, focus on one. If you're growing, hopefully you have systems after you've done 1, 2, 5, and 8. You have systems for that, and you can start then getting to the next level where we're at, which is scaling. That's when you have multiple marketing systems, multiple niches. You have multiple things going on at one time, all driving in these leads, because we all know, you heard me last week, without a lead, there is no appointment. Without an appointment, you don't have a deal. Without a deal and a contract, you're not making money. So it all starts with getting a lead. Number one, get a lead. On today's episode, I'm going to go solo again in my legend hat. Turn this bad boy around. In my legend hat. So what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about two things. We're going to talk about how to do push, what's push marketing and what's pull marketing. And so my definition of push marketing specifically for this is when you have more time and less money. So I'm going back to when I had nothing. I was broke, piss broke, $14 million in debt. I had time, but I had no money. So what did I do to make money, to make myself, get myself into this real estate investment business? Is I spent my time doing things that didn't cost me money to drive in deals. And what I did, my number one thing on here, let me pull up my little presentation. Boom, here it is. Let me make myself small on this thing a little bigger. So what I did is that the number one thing I did is I drove for dollars. I spoke about this and I speak about it all the time because when I was flat, broke, and busted and 14 mil in debt, and my car was repoed, but I did have another one. They repossessed the Porsche. I was driving around my Hummer that was paid for. I did what I needed to do. And the number one thing for me was driving for dollars. So push marketing, more time, less money. If you drive for dollars and you go around looking for vacant properties, and if you listened to last week and a couple of episodes, I did it when there was no real technology. This was back in like 2009. And the technology, like you people today, you don't realize how freaking easy you have it if you're just getting started. You're spoiled because I didn't have half this shit that you guys have in 2009 when I got started. But I did it back then. I didn't have an excuse saying I didn't have money for the apps I'm about to talk about, or I didn't have money for this. I said, I have to do what I have to do in order to get to the next level. Whatever it takes, I'm going to do it. And for me, it was driving for dollars and cold calling because it cost me nothing but time. So driving for dollars, there's an app. It's on billysecrets.com. You go in there, you're going to get a discount. I think they give you 20, 30, 40% discount, whatever the hell it is. You click on it. It's the deal app or some shit. I can't remember. They think it's the deal app, whatever the hell it is. I can't remember. How bad is that? Just look for the one that says Billy's Vacant House System. And that's the deal app. And this app, literally, you drive by a property, you take a picture, it tells you who owns it, if they're in foreclosure, if they're dead or alive. Another click, it completely skip traces the house for you. It gives you their cell phone, their home phone, where they live. Another click, it actually sends out the direct mail piece for you. So look, if you don't have the money, it's very cheap to use this system. If you don't have the money, then what do? Because I didn't have any money. I drove for dollars. I took down the address. I did it the old-fashioned way. I figured out who owned the property from public records. I then went to Google and Googled their name to figure out where they live. I got findpeoplenow.com or some shit, which was free. Got their name, got their telephone number. The service, it's free, so it kind of sucked because it was only like a 30% hit rate. If you had their name, they would give you 30% of the time the right telephone number. 70% of the time it was wrong. But I didn't allow that to stop me. Driving for dollars, if you have no money, go do that. And then if you have no money still for the deal app, go and just do it the old fashioned way. Public records, reverse search, and call these people up. Door knocking. No money, but you have time. Door knocking is my number two on the list. Why? Because if you see a house that's vacant, you're obviously not going to be able to knock on the door. But if the house is dilapidated, the house has a blue tarp over the roof, but you see some cars in the front yard and they have plates on them, door knock that bitch. Get up, get out, get moving, and door knock at the house. It's costing you nothing but time. Guess what's the worst thing that could happen, guys? They're going to slam the door in your face, give you the fingers, and tell you, I don't want to sell, and I'm never going to sell. Who cares? Who cares? Go to the next deal. It's all about the more no's you get, you're going to get one step closer to yes. It's all about making contacts. So this is a contact sport. When you're investing time, that means you're making phone calls. That means you're door knocking. That means you're doing text blasts. What that means is the more you're going to start realizing there's going to be a certain ratio if you start tracking your contacts, how many doors that I have to knock on, how many texts that I have to send, how many phone calls that I have to make before I got a contact, right? How many contacts did it take before I got an actual appointment? How many appointments did it take before I got an actual deal? These are your stats. You have to know what your stats are. I'm keeping it together, but I'm just giving you like a general overview of the KPIs, the stats when you're doing these deals. So door knocking, killer way to start driving in deals. If you have no money, but you have time, get up off your ass. Don't use the excuse you have no money. Go out and start door knocking on houses that look dilapidated. The next one of my all-time favorites. Like these top four, my all-time favorites, because I did them back in 2009 manually before there were all these tech services and cold blasting services. I did it back then. My team today does it, but it's more automated. Cold calling, by all means, absolutely crushes it and kicks ass, right? So if you go out, you drive for dollars, and you find a vacant property, you have no money, but you find a vacant house or a dilapidated house. You knock on the door, he's not there. You find a vacant house, they're not there, so you skip trace. You go home at night. You carve out 2 hours of your night. Again, time. You have time, but no money. And I don't want to hear the excuse, I'm working a full-time job, I have two kids, I have to take my kid to college. If you want to make money in this industry, you will find the time. Otherwise, you will find the excuse, and the excuse is going to hold you back and keep you exactly where you're at. Cold calling, by far, phenomenal, because it takes you but no time. And if you start contacting these people and you act as if you're going to get the deal, and by the way, when you call them up, you're not going to go with the script of, hi, is this Mr. Johnson? No, you're going to call up like a friend. And if his name is Bob, you say, hey, is this Bob? Hey, Bob? Yep. And then you're going to go through the whole script. I don't want to go into the script right now because I can go all over the place. But the bottom line is cold calling, phenomenal. You're going to make money if you cold call. You're going to make money if you door knock. You're going to make money if you drive for dollars. And guess what? These top three that I just put out here, you don't need any money to do this. So if money is your reason for not getting this thing going, come up with another one, man, because it's bullshit. You don't need money to get into this business. All you need is elephantitis of the testes. You got to pull them out. You got to get something going here. All right, the next thing, texting, right? So if you have the telephone number and you skip trace them, you don't have to have some texting service that's going to charge you. You call them, you door knock. When you door knock, if they're not there, you leave a little something behind, a little handwritten note. You come back and you text. So now think about this. You find a property that's dilapidated from driving. You go to the house and you knock on the door. They're not there. You leave a sticker. So that's contact number one. You come home at night. You do a cold call to them. They don't answer, but you leave a message on their machine. That's contact number two. You then, the next day, you send them a text. That's contact number three. See what I'm doing here? You then do a handwritten letter because you have no money. But I'm sure you can come up with what's a post stamp now, like 41 cents? I don't even know what it is. I'm sure you can come up with 41 cents and a piece of paper and handwrite this letter and send it out. 41 cents, if you have 10 deals, you have to write the letters. What is that, $4? And if you don't have it, drive to the house and put it in the mailbox, for Christ's sake. But my point is, push marketing, no money, but time. Don't let not having money stop you from making money in this industry. These are free things that you can do to get yourself your first deal and or to start growing your business. Because if you're growing your business and you have one or two people working for you, mandate that they do this. Mandate that they drive for dollars. Mandate that they door knock. Mandate that they start cold calling for you and start texting the sellers, right? I'm going to tear through the rest of this list because I think the top four, in my view, my opinion, if you're focusing in on the top four, you're going to get a deal. It's just a matter of figuring out how many calls, how many contacts, how many appointments it's going to take to get that one contract. I'm telling you, it's going to work. Some of the other ones is networking. So here's a big one, right? So I'm not, full disclosure, I am not a great networker. And the reason being is I just, for some reason, I do it inconsistent. That's it. I'm inconsistent. It's not my thing. I'm a great marketer. I could drive in the leads, but when it comes down to networking and referrals, we get referrals, but I'm not a good networker. Like, I don't go out and network, right? But here's the deal. Accountants, attorneys, realtors, networking events, and RIAs, if you're starting out, even if you're starting to grow, that little band of people in your network, if you get a couple of really good attorneys that can start referring you over deals, or you get somebody that works at an old age home that's going to refer you over deals when somebody looks like would just passed. If you could work a deal and network with a company that, I don't know, it's companies at cemeteries, companies at morgues. I mean, if you can network with somebody that works in a morgue and get the insight. I mean, I know this sounds a little morbid, but I mean, you get the point. You have to build your network with the people who have contacts with those that have a situation that you can get to these people before it's readily available on the open market list. That's my point. So if you build up your network of realtors, if you build up your network of attorneys, divorce attorneys, probate attorneys, and estate attorneys, bankruptcy attorneys, foreclosure defense attorneys, these are all really good attorneys that you can network with. And the way to get business, by the way, guys, is you first want to give business. So if I was starting out and I was having to do this whole thing over and I was driving for dollars and door knocking and cold calling and getting texting sellers, and I had sellers that I couldn't buy their property, but they needed help. They maybe were in foreclosure, or they were going through divorce, or they had somebody that just passed, I would be the resource for them. And I would say, look, I'm not getting anything out of this. What I want to do is I want to help you. And I would take that lead and I would build myself a network of realtors or attorneys or accountants that I could refer the people that are coming in that I can't currently help. And I would refer them over. And then in return, now that you're giving that attorney or that realtor a listing or a lead for an attorney who's going to do probate, if you start doing that, they're going to start reciprocating. And they're going to start giving you deals. It might not happen immediately. This is the key thing with networking. I'm an instant gratification type person. I need stuff today. I want to put out marketing. I want that phone to ring. And I know this the other way is long-term. And I'm a long-term thinker, but I want immediate gratification, instantaneous results. And that happens through marketing. Social media and all this other stuff is a long-term play, which I'm now getting into. But getting back to the networking, if you give a referral to an attorney, to a realtor, and you show them that you're actually giving something first, it's going to be easier for you to start getting referrals back. I hope that makes sense. Some of these other ones for free marketing, you have no money, but you have time. You can start posting ads on Craigslist. We buy houses for cash. I'll help out any seller with a situation who's going through bankruptcy. Have a house need to sell, call me. I'll buy it for cash. Stuff like that. It's free. You can post it. Real estate auctions. Right now in this economy, the market's through the roof. I don't think you're going to buy anything in an auction, especially right now because there are no auctions because of COVID. You can call up expired listings. And again, some of these things on here might not be working for today's market, but they work, period. So as the market changes, one thing comes out of style and one thing comes into play. You just have to roll with what's going on in the economy. Expired listings, a contact for sale by owners, join a local landlord association, because landlords, if they're burned out, they might be in there and they might be talking. If they have a networking event or something, it might be a way for you to get leads. Start a podcast. You'll believe it or not, you start a podcast and you don't have to go on the radio. We have a radio show that we do every Saturday. It airs, which gives us great credibility. Cost money, but a podcast costs zero. If you do this whole thing yourself, it doesn't cost you anything. Create a website. You could pay for it. You could get a website created right now for like $39. I mean, I have a thing on my billysecrets.com. We have great website designers on there, people that they're SEO proven. Like, these are killer websites. It does cost a little bit of money, but you could do it on your own. You could buy one of these templated sites, do it on your own for a few bucks. Do email blasts. or start a blog, right? So my favorites on here, I highlighted them here, the top five: drive for dollars, door knocking, cold calling, texting sellers, and in networking with other professionals. And remember, with the networking, you want to give before you get. It's all about giving, and then that all of a sudden down the road, it's going to start coming back to you. So if you have no money but time, those are the things I'd be focusing in on. Now, let's go to the flip side. You started doing deals, or you have money to start your real estate investment business. Most people that get into this, they don't have money in the beginning. They're actually starting with nothing. But if you're fortunate enough to be starting this business with cash, or if you've already started, now you're growing, you're reinvesting your money, you got to start putting your money to work. You got to start taking a percentage of what you're bringing in and put it back in the marketing to drive those marketing dollars out to get those phone calls in. Because the more leads you have coming in, the more appointments you're going to get, the more appointments you're going to get contracts, the more contracts, it's going to be cash in your pocket. So the number one thing on here to start scaling your business, growing it or scaling it by pulling the marketing in, pulling it, is you have to spend, push money out. And that's direct mail. Direct mail, by far, for me, in the mortgage company, in the real estate investment company, it's tried, it's true, it works. But there's a specific science and an art to making direct mail work. And we're going to go into that in later episodes. When I first started doing direct mail, I was throwing a lot of shit against the wall. And I'm like, this doesn't work. And there's multiple reasons why it didn't work. One, I'll go into a little bit now. One of them is your list. If you don't have the right, your list is everything. If you don't have the right list, you're screwed. It all starts with your list. Your list needs to be honed in on. Your list, you need to speak to your list in the manner of what they want to hear, specifically to the niche that you're going after. And if your list is clean, if your list is put together the right way, if your list is like culled right down, you're going to get responses off that list, and it's going to make a world of difference. If you're just sending out to a bullshit list, like you're pulling down a certain neighborhood, I don't know what that they call it in the post. I think it's EDD, every door direct or some shit. You don't want to do that in our industry. It might work if you're a restaurant and you want to do every house in a zip code. That would work. But for our business, you want to go after the niches, and you want to go after people with specific issues or houses with specific issues. And then you want to start doing overlays when you start getting really good at this and look at those sellers who have the highest propensity to sell. And so your list is everything in direct mails. After your list is going to be your copy, your headline, what you're saying, and then the picture, and then the call to action, right? Those are the pieces. And when I say picture, it doesn't have to be a picture, but your copy, your headline, your call to action is key to making your marketing work. Your marketing dollars go to the next level. So if you're going to start growing or scaling and you have money to spend, or if you're brand new and you have money to spend, I would say direct mail by far. You want to make sure your list is dialed in. Next to that, pay-per-click advertising. So I'm going to go full disclosure. We were doing pay-per-click at one time. We were making 8, 9, and 10 times our money. That means for every dollar we put in, we were getting 8, 9, and 10 back. Every $100, 800, 900, and 1,000 back. Think about this. How much money could we have spent? As much as we could possibly spend, because for every time we spent the dollar, we were getting 8 and 10 back. Over time, in my market in Long Island, it got extremely competitive. So this, you have to take this with a grain of salt. Every market's different. Every state is different. Every zip code is, like, wherever you're marketing, some of this stuff may work, some might not. That's why you have to test all this marketing that we're talking about. But pay-per-click advertising, oh my God, if you can get it to work and get it dialed in. And again, there's an art and a science. You could learn this on your own, or you can go and hire a company that will do it for you and that will monetize the shit out of it. Again, like I told you before, it worked for us for many years, and then it worked until it didn't. And then once it stopped working, because we track our KPIs, our key performance indicators, once we realized we were not getting a return on our capital with pay-per-click, we changed, we tweaked, and then we finally just said, we're done. One day down the road, we might go back to it. We tried it again. We tested it about a year and a half ago, and again, it wasn't working. So right now that's dead for us because it's flooded. It's oversaturated with people doing it, which means the cost per click is through the roof and my conversions went down through the toilet. I couldn't get it to work, but it has worked in the past and it could definitely work in the future. Hire out. If I had money, and I was starting out, and if I had money and I was in this business and I was doing deals, I would hire out my text campaigns, right? So we have a whole text blasting company. We have a service that, I mean, they're killing it for us. They are texting out like crazy. Now, this whole texting thing is about to change. I know that. We're prepared for it. We're making our changes internally. But texting, hiring it out, phenomenal with the results, right? Next thing is cold calling. Tried, true, and blue cold calling. I started off cold calling. I said it on the push marketing. If you're a solo practitioner, you have no money but time, cold call. If you have money, I would invest it into a cold calling service. I would hire my own cold callers. I would do whatever it takes to get the cold calling campaign up and running, because cold calling, telemarketing, pushing it out, getting in touch with people, it is by far the cheapest way to make money. Yes, it's laborious, but you don't, I'm talking now about you spending money, investing money. You don't have to do this anymore. You're hiring it out. You hire somebody out, they might get 1, 2, 3 deals an hour. Leads, I'm saying, leads an hour that's going to go into your CRM that your people inside are going to call, or you're going to call to convert over. So text campaigning, cold calling, and there, here's another one, Facebook ads. Facebook ads, you can get cheap. If you get this dialed in, man, Facebook ads could crush it for you. Here's one I used when I first started. It does cost money. That's why I have it over here, but it's bandit signs. Like, we don't do really bandit signs anymore. Every once in a while, I get a couple of students that come in, and I'll put them on the program. They'll put the bandit signs out, but I had a system for it. We had guys out in the street, but we started doing so many other things. And I probably shouldn't have stopped doing bandit signs all that much, because they were working. We had people doing it, but we don't do it anymore. But you should, because they work. I think they're $1.25 a sign or some shit. And you don't have to do this yourself. You can hire this out. You can, and I think I'm at billysecrets.com. Actually have a link to a service that will track your bandit sign people. And it's like, I think it's simplycrew.com. I think that's the website, Simply Crew. You can hire this shit out. It knows exactly where they put the sign. They take the picture. Like, you can automate the shit out of it. Bandit signs, they scale it out. Phenomenal. You can hire out door hangers. You can have people door knock for you. So door knocking, I told you, was killer. Why not have a group of people that you're paying to go out and door knock on your behalf to drive in leads? You could advertise in newspapers. You could use Deal Machine Finder. So look, I spoke about finding vacant houses, right? So billysecrets.com, Deal Machine, it's on there. I think it's Vacant House System. If you're using it on your own, it's a killer system. You could use the Deal Machine and have 30, 50, 100, 200 vacant house finders or property finders, properties all over the country, to drive in these leads into your system. And then from there, it goes over to a cold caller. The cold call is cold, it goes into your company. Your company lead managers lock the deals down. You go out, or your people go out, and they lock the deals up. The Deal Machine, Deal Finders piece to scale your business, if it's done the right way, is killer. You can go to billysecrets.com. It's on there as the vacant house. I think it's vacant houses. Vacant house, Billy's Vacant House System, some shit. Advertise in the radio. Start a referral program. Use online ads to target homeowners, pop-up ads, submit a press release, LinkedIn brand page, utilize Twitter ads, or implement text marketing. So I had text marketing on there twice. The key point, guys, if you're going to start driving in deals and you're going to start expanding yourself in the beginning, if you have no money but time, utilize these techniques that I put out here. If you have money, you have to reinvest 15, 20, 30% of your revenue back into your business, into your marketing campaigns, into your systematizing of your marketing campaigns to drive in even more leads, which is going to give you more opportunity to go out and close more deals. Push marketing, pull marketing, spending money, investing time, whatever it is, you have to realize the only way you're going to make a deal is to get the phone to ring with a lead. Once you get that lead, it's all up to you with salesmanship to make that deal and make it happen. So look, we had 2 weeks now where we talked about marketing. We talked about riches and niches. We talked about push marketing. We talked about pull marketing. I don't want to hear excuses, guys. If you have no money, I don't want to hear the excuse. If you have money, do yourself a favor and start reinvesting it into your marketing. Don't go out and buy the Lamborghini. Don't go out and buy yourself the Rolex watch. Invest it into you. Invest it into your business. And by all means, invest it into your marketing. My name is Billy Alvaro. This is Unstoppable REI Wealth, another solo podcast. I am out there making shit happen. I hope you guys are watching and listen. Follow me on YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook, Unstoppable BA. Don't go to my personal Facebook because it's loaded with 5,000. I can't take any more. Follow me on my business account on Facebook. If you have a deal, you want a JV, you want a partner, hit me, IM me, DM me, PM me, do a smoke screen outside, whatever you got to do. You hook up with me, I'll hook you up with my assistant. We'll hook you up with our team. We are here to serve you, make more deals happen, put money in your pocket. Whatever we have to do, we're out here to make it a win-win. And by all means, guys, go out there and make something happen. Take action. I will see you on the next podcast. Peace out. I'm losing my voice, and I'm out of time. Adios.